हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। The chanting of the holy names of Krishna has to be accompanied by understanding of the sambandha, which we said yesterday. Lord Shri Krishna is the Supreme Lord, my master, and I am a tiny soul, eternal servant of Krishna. The material world is a house of correction, meant for rectifying our absent-mindedness and turning away from Krishna for some independent occupation. So, by keeping these three things in the mind, one has to personally offer a prayer to Lord Krishna. Now, there are many prayers in the scriptures which tell about the glories of the holy name, or glory of devotional service, and glories of the Supreme Lord. But there are some prayers which are a direct address to the Lord. Like the Dwarkavasis are addressing Krishna. Bhavayanastvam bhava vishvabhavanah tvameva mata suhrit patipita tvam sadgururna paramam cha daivatam yasya anuvrityakritino babhuvima. Oh my dear Lord, what a beautiful world you have created for us to live. And you are maintaining millions of jivas effortlessly and so nicely, and you are our mother, you are our father, you are our eternal spiritual master. And they are saying yashanubhritya, by becoming your follower our lives have become glorious, auspicious and worthy. In this way the Dwarkavasis are directly addressing Krishna. Like Kunti Maharani is directly addressing Krishna. Tvayi me ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrat ratim budvahatat adha gangeva ugam udhanvati. May my mind flow like the Ganges, which is rushing towards the ocean, not caring for any of the obstacles on the way. Similarly, may my mind rush to the lotus feet of your lotus feet, Krishna, and take shelter there. Like that Kunti Maharani is praying. So, mantrartha chintanam means meditating on the meaning of the mantra, means actually addressing the Lord with such fervent prayers which are spoken by great devotees with the complete awareness that Lord is my master, I am his servant, and I have this eternal sweet relationship, but I have become covered over and preoccupied with so many responsibilities and so many type of situations in this world which have diverted me away from this relationship. But when we recite such prayers and return back to our original relationship, then we can pray to the Lord. O Lord, I am alone in this material world and have come so far away from you. I have strayed away from that eternal relationship. Now today I am thinking about this eternal relation. Because in this world, so many people come in our life, so many responsibilities we take, we become preoccupied with so many, new assignments and activities. But none of these things are going to stick on with us. One by one they will all leave. You will see that people all around us will leave and go away. And the responsibilities and work and things like that which we do, they will all go away. At the time of death, one goes alone to the graveyard. At that time, one will think, I preoccupied myself with so many useless things. So therefore, one should think about it. Elevate one's consciousness to understand this relationship. And the chanting of the holy name is done in this spirit. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang the Shikshashtaka in the same mood. It's a direct address to Krishna by a jiva. So with this type of awareness and understanding, calling out the holy name will be very, very fruitful and very purifying. Harinam Prabhu ki.